The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
In this episode, we discuss anxieties specific to the holidays. Anxieties about gift giving, about social events, the pressure to make dreams come true, and more. We also discuss some thoughts, practices, and attitudes that can really make for less anxiety and a little more heavenly peace.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome in.
Thanks for being here.
All right, today we're going to talk about anxiety.
Such a fun topic.
Well, I want to say that anxiety, I think everyone has been feeling anxiety many, many years, decades. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But only recently, fairly recently, has anxiety come out of the closet, right? We're all talking about it now. Where before, we weren't really talking about it.
It used to be more stress. And then recently, it's become anxiety and trauma has become a big word.
Trauma is also like that too. Okay. Right.
But we're going to talk about anxiety today.
Yeah.
And the reason we decided to do this is because, you know, it's the holidays. And so we're trying to think of holiday topics. And then we were like, you know, we got to be real and just admit, because I'm sure other people feel the same way, that there is a specific variety of anxiety
during the holidays.
That's all the holidays.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, and as much as it's interesting to me because we like the holidays.
It's the most wonderful time.
I enjoy the holidays. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But like so many fascinating things in this life, that's the very reason that can start to the roller coaster of anxiety going is because you like it and you want it to go well.
Yes.
You want it, mm-hmm. you know, you mm-hmm. there's an idealized version of how things look.
Hallmark.
And smell.
The Hallmark Christmas
and
channel.
And how things unfold.
Cookies.
Right.
The perfectly decorated holiday cookies that now have to be grain-free and vegan.
Yeah. So it's because because you care and because you mm-hmm. like it,
yes.
then it's like love, right? If you love something in a certain way, then it's like, then you care.
Yeah.
And that sets you up for fear. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
welcome
mm-hmm.
to real life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So one of the anxieties that Sienna brought up was about feeling behind.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We actually have an acquaintance who made the offhand remark before the holidays even started, something about like, well, isn't everybody finished with their holiday shopping by now? And we're like, no! You're making us feel anxious with that remark.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's very, the holidays are a very tricky time. Mm-hmm. And I think something I wanted to mention, though, in case exploring one's anxiety mm-hmm. is new for anyone listening to this podcast today.
Okay.
But I didn't realize just how much anxiety I had until I read the book, First We Make the Beast Beautiful by Sarah Wilson. First We Make the Beast Beautiful. When I read this book, the subtitle is A New Journey Through Anxiety.
Okay.
When I first read it, I was like, oh my gosh. Like I have so many notes written in this book because I'm a serial underliner. And highlighter.
And highlighter.
And circler. To where everything is just highlighted and circled and underlined. But anyways, I was like, wow, that's me. Oh my God, that's me. What? This is me? Oh my, I have anxiety. It's strange how you can go through it and not have the definition for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it wasn't such common language. It was just more stress, like what you were saying. Yeah.
Do you feel like, in retrospect now, because it's been a while since you've read that book, I do recall that time. Do you feel, though, that maybe reading that book and then being able to put language to things mm-hmm. and labels for things, do you feel like perhaps that maybe magnified
the anxiety?
Yeah. And made it into
a thing? I don't feel that way.
Okay.
That could be true for some people. Mm-hmm. I think what it helped me with is it gave me a name for certain kinds of reactions and behavior and things I felt within. Mm-hmm. That helped me. You know, it wasn't just general stress.
Got it.
Because everyone feels stress. It was a subset of stress called anxiety. And now anxiety has all these different things, right? But
yeah,
it's so that was helpful because it gave me more of an understanding of, oh, okay, this is what I can do to help myself. Oh, okay, this is what I need and why I need it. So it actually gave me some ways to help myself, basically.
Cool.
It wasn't just highlighting or exacerbating the problem.
Yeah, it wasn't, what is it? I'm searching for the word. When it, what is that thing when you have a phobia or it's like a condition?
I don't know. Okay. Well, it'll come to you probably.
But it sounds, but it sounds like, it sounds like that book and being able to have a word like anxiety, it's kind of like, like I said, coming out of the closet for gay, it's like when I realized, oh, there's such a thing as
being gay,
being not straight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for me. Okay. Yeah.
And it sounds crazy because today everybody talks about anxiety. It's everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So, but back in the day, it wasn't so common to have to call it that.
Yes. You know? And I also think that over the course of our lifetime, you know, over the past few decades, especially, and probably getting even worse exponentially in the past few years,
there's more to be anxious about.
Yeah. There really is more anxiety, just talking about it more.
Right.
And there's a reason we're talking about it more.
But I do think that in the past, anxiety, someone who maybe said, oh, I have anxiety, was a person who maybe needed medication for anxiety. Mm. You know, it was a different kind of level. It was just on a, you know, it was.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You know,
versus like the anxiety we feel every day or moment to moment or what we're talking about today during the holidays. Mm-hmm. It ramps up, right? So I'm definitely feeling it.
Yeah. Did you want to share a little more like personally about
anxiety?
Thoughts you've had that have arisen
just this holiday
associated
season?
With anxiety in the holidays, yeah.
Well, this season has been tough because I'm coming off of an exceptionally anxious work situation. Mm-hmm. So coming what would seem like I'm coming down from that, it almost feels like everything else is heightened. Because the anxiety bar has risen.
Okay. Because it's been so intense.
So now it's like I can spot moments of anxiety and it just feels stronger than maybe it would feel if I hadn't had that high anxiety conditioning from the work that's been happening.
Mm. So it's like you're more sensitive to it.
Yes. Yes. Versus just purely conditioned to a high level of anxiety. Because I think that can happen too.
Yeah.
So with the holidays, it has felt like, oh my God, we have to hurry because it's going to be over. So there's that basic anxiety, which sounds crazy. It feels almost like I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's already going to be over. Like, it's so, you know, and normally...
It's kind of like, it feels like I missed how we even got to this point.
Right, exactly so, that. Like, I haven't been present in my life
enough.
The next
time I turn around, Christmas is going to be over.
Yeah, Christmas is going to be done. And I feel like it's normally at a certain time, our tree is fully decorated. And when we're recording this anyways, it's not. Mm-hmm. But I managed to bring up the ornaments. So now the ornaments are right by the tree versus downstairs. So then I'm looking at the ornaments and I'm going, Christmas is already almost over. But that's very dramatic. Mm. And so then I'm going, should we even decorate? Mm. So even just that living in my energy system feels stressful. Yeah. And then with the holiday gifts, it's like, okay, I get to points of like, okay, we're in a good spot. And then I remember somebody, or I remember, oh no, I still need to do XYZ. Mm. And then that creates silly anxiety. Like, it feels silly. Mm. Because this is supposed to be a more joyous time, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're told that. But we also, but I love the holidays because of the lights. Mm-hmm. The symbolism of the lights, I think, is what many of us just gravitate towards.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and also too, so recently, I baked cookies. For somebody.
And it smells so good, the house. And I helped by
moving
the trays.
So here's the thing. Like, I, in the past, right, before I read that book, I probably would have gone crazy because the cookies came out slightly burnt. And because I was multitasking. I took a work meeting and I thought, okay, we're going to be fine.
Delegated the oven supervision to me.
Right.
And I followed the instructions, but I didn't have the baker's eye to gauge the brown goldenness of the cookies.
And I was feeling stressed, a little stressed during the meeting because I could smell them and I'm going, I think they're burning. Mm. But here's the thing. In the past, I would have like not thrown them out because toast would eat them, but I would have done a whole new batch because this is being given away.
Wow.
Yes. You know me, right? But when I realized, oh, they're burnt, I just thought to myself, you know, I bet in this batch, there are going to be some that are not black, like not black underneath.
Okay.
And I can just give those away and have an extra crispy cookie. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm learning.
Okay.
So it's those things, right? And where some people might be like, oh my God, that's your anxiety.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll find something.
I sweat the small stuff.
Well, okay? That's the thing.
But it goes back to what you initially said, which was we care, right? I want this person to love this recipe because it's healthy and I want it to be good.
And you don't want that person to think that you're purposefully giving less than your best.
I know, but then you add the pressure. It's like it really is a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about this today. Yeah.
And what we're used to, what we're the emotional condition that we are used to inhabiting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It becomes, anxiety can very easily become a habit.
Yes. And here's another anxiety producing issue.
Okay.
So then Christmas shopping, being prepared and having a budget, that is stressful to me. So throughout the year, I mean, as you might have heard if you listen to the episodes, I am after this system that is efficient, and by having an efficient system, not overspending, so sometimes during the year, I buy, if I see something great, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get like 8 of these because whatever. Oh, these are great for my girly friends, so I'm going to get 6 of these or whatever it is, right? And I start building up these things, but the problem with that is you add up all those little things and they turn out to be one big giant cost.
Okay.
And you're thinking, great, I'm getting all this done and I'm getting these great deals because each thing was maybe got on a deal. Mm-hmm. But when you add it all up, mm-hmm. it's not, you're not really being budget minded. You know?
Well, compared to what though?
And compared to, say, okay, I'm going to spend one flat amount on this person and I'm going to buy this one thing. This, like if it's someone special or really extra special and you want to really lavish them, mm-hmm. then you're like, okay, I'm going to spend this much money and I'm going to buy them this one great big grand thing.
Okay.
I'm after the palooza, the experience, the fun, like look at all these little things, but it gets crazy.
I see.
And then you don't even remember.
I see.
And then sometimes I'm like, there's spillover from last year. And then I'm going, did I give them this little cute thing, you know, and yeah. I have records, right? I keep my sheet, uh-huh. my Google uh-huh. sheet.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, when you're rapping and you're in the rapping frenzy, mm-hmm. you throw something in there, mm-hmm. right? You're like, oh, this right. needs another thing.
Yeah.
You throw it in there. You don't update the sheet. Anyways.
I'm getting anxious just listening
to you. The gift giving, right. And then you don't know, did I get everyone covered? Is everyone covered?
And is everyone covered in a way that they will feel like
loved.
They are covered?
Right, that they feel right? loved.
Yeah,
that's
another part.
And special.
Right.
Right, you yeah. don't give coffee to someone who doesn't love coffee.
Right, right.
That, just because the coffee was on sale and it's a great brand and I love coffee and I'm going to give them coffee. No, you don't. Yeah. You don't. So there's a lot of care that goes into it. What about you for stress? Me?
Well,
handling me? Watching the cookies?
When the topic first came up, I thought, yeah, I feel like comparison.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of what the holidays could be and should be mm-hmm. compared to what they might just turn out to be. Like, that's the anxiety. And also, yes, knowing that you, Sienna, have hopes
yeah.
for the holiday and how they will turn out. I feel a pressure to try and bring
that
reality,
vision.
Bring the reality closer to what I imagine your hopes are.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And helping you to
enjoy it.
Trying to help you to enjoy it more. And
you know what it is?
Trying to assure you through voice and also actions of keeping up our intentions and with our schedule of mm-hmm. gift wrapping and packing
yeah.
and getting them out the door.
Yes, because I do love the wrapping part of it.
Right.
Like yeah. that's the presentation, right? The giving right. starts with how it appears.
Yes.
What it looks like.
Yes.
That's part of the gift. Yes. Like, I want people to feel this sense of magic and wonder when they just see
right.
their gift.
You want to give them
on
that
the outside.
Experience.
Yes. That's yes. special to me. I'm not just trying to like, mm-hmm. you know, be crazy or.
Well, because you enjoy that.
I
so
enjoy
you want
it.
To give people
I'm
that same enjoyment
on
that you
little
have.
Bell on the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
Okay. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say that I think the whole thing with the pressure you might be feeling mm-hmm. with my Christmas experience mm-hmm. is, as a child, you know, I had a lot of trauma. I've shared all that stuff already on the podcast, but my brother and I had amazing Christmases, fantastic Christmases, and I hold on to those memories so tightly. Because they matter, you know.
They were
those times matter
the brightest spot.
Yes, yeah. They carried me through all the other times that weren't good, you know. So that's why Christmas, I think, is so special. But why it also brings sadness.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us and a lot of people get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, but let's go back to anxiety.
Okay, so for the rest of this episode, we're just going to share some things that we have recently found helpful in kind of dialing down the anxiety, kind of smoothing off the edges of it. Okay, so for holiday anxiety, here are some quick things that we have found helpful.
Well, first of all, I think when you're looking at the calendar, okay. Now I know this is coming out middle of December, right?
So it's too late for you.
Well, I wouldn't say that because this is when it starts getting juicy, right? People start scheduling all their things probably from mid-December on.
Okay.
I imagine.
Okay.
So we're just in time.
But okay.
We're just in time.
All right.
So I think it's important to look at your calendar and not over schedule yourself.
Yeah. And it's fine to cancel things if you realize now that you have over scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah. It is okay. It really is okay. And you have to prioritize. Like you really, for your health. And if you are having anxiety, for your health, prioritize who you really, really want to be seeing. You know what I mean? Instead of just saying yes because you were invited and you feel like, oh, they're not going to like me if I say no or whatever it is. Really look at what people in your life energize you, feel aligned with who you are and all of that stuff. Prioritize those parties or get-togethers or coffee times with those people, because that's going to really help you get through the holidays in a way where you're really going to come through it feeling like your time was well spent. You have all these new memories that you've made and all of that.
And I think scheduling days, it depends on your personality, right?
Yeah.
I think for people like you and me, Sienna, we really need our, what do you call it, alone time?
Yes, yes.
You know, so instead of like coming back from the vacation, you know, like if people fly to
see family,
to see family or something, instead of flying back on Sunday and then going back to work on Monday, it's like maybe you
create space,
come back on Saturday. Or even Friday.
Right.
And it's difficult too, because especially I think when you're planning travel, which I would imagine most people by this time, we are too late, in terms of booking flights and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's deals, right? If you fly on certain days.
Right.
You know, but sometimes it's like
you have to
weigh the cost of what you're buying, you know? Are you buying just more peace of mind?
Right.
In one direction or another.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So, and you know yourself. Mm-hmm. So just, I think the important thing is to honor that about yourself.
Yeah.
Like for me, there is no way we would be flying back on a Sunday if I had to work on a Monday. Like there's no way I would go nuts. Yeah, so just make sure that when you're scheduling things, whatever it is, to also create and book times for just yourself. You know, that buffer time for yourself, whatever it is. And don't just leave the scraps for you. You know, like really, really look at your schedule and block out those times. And at the same time, what also helps like with preventing or keeping the anxiety at bay is don't isolate. So it's finding that medium, you know, of having enough of the connections and social, but also having the time you need to replenish and rejuvenate, that just that nice, happy medium. Mm-hmm.
What about when it comes to that, the whole gift-giving thing and perhaps worrying about if it meets other people's expectations, you know?
Oh, well we got to cut that out, right? You know what I mean? Because it's like, yes, you're not going to give coffee to the person who doesn't love coffee. But when they say it's the thought that counts, I mean, that really, that at the end of the day, that really is true.
And that's right? why if you give coffee to a non-coffee
that
drinker,
it should be
it's
enough.
Showing that you didn't think about this.
Yes.
You didn't think about
yes.
them.
But
right?
on that's the other the side, problem. But on the other side of that, you thought of them enough to wrap
give them
that
something.
Coffee. Yes. Mm. So it's so tricky. It's so tricky. So I just think, you know, when you are giving something to someone mm-hmm. and wanting that gift to really speak more mm-hmm. to them than mm-hmm. say, here's a gift card. Nothing wrong with a gift card. Here's a bag of organic coffee. Nothing wrong with that at all. But the way you give it, you want to just make sure that it is thoughtful. Like something about it is you did think about
You're not
about
just checking
them.
A box.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And you're not just going, well, I'm going to spend, you know, X amount of dollars, you know.
Compared versus what? I guess I'm confused on that one.
Versus not having it be a dollar issue. Because I think that's where we mess up our budget is when we're going, okay, I need to spend X amount on this person. Mm. And I need to spend X amount because the dollar amount is going to show how much I care. And then you end up getting all kinds of crap because you're valuing the dollar amount.
Because you didn't spend enough. So now you need to spend more. Like
right.
That.
Versus just true thought on something that has less dollar, which is fine, but it's going to be more meaningful.
That's why I love the whole baking cookies thing.
Like homemade things are so
exactly. Thank
great.
You.
Like I wish I could just do that and have the time to just make everything. Mm. That is so, I mean, I love that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think at a point you have to just give the gift and release it, you know, and not worry like, did they like it? Did mm-hmm. they, you know, because that's, you're just going to make yourself way more crazy.
Yeah. And I think with you, like the anxieties that I have felt mm-hmm. about trying to, you know, have your holiday experience be closer to what your hopes and expectations
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm starting to learn how to balance that between the material, physical objects in terms of
mm-hmm,
gifts,
mm-hmm.
you know, but not trying to have everything center around that.
Yeah.
And instead realize that the way I bring myself to our interactions when it comes to the holidays, when it mm-hmm. comes to decorating the tree,
mm-hmm.
the way my energy, yeah. energy etiquette, right? That mm-hmm. episode we had.
That's part of the Christmas spirit that you're giving.
That can help to bring your experience
yeah.
closer to what you
yeah.
hope for
yeah.
in the holidays. Because what do you hope for? You hope for it to be full of peace and grounding. You know, you don't want it to be full of anxiety. You mm-hmm. want it to be a place that feels...
I want it festive.
Cozy.
You know?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And festive.
Like a big party?
Like party?
Like a big party?
A party? Well, I mean, I don't think this year I can do a party. It just feels like a lot.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, so this year I would want more peace than other years mm. and grounding and just that festive feeling. I think I love that. Let's see, what else? So breathing.
Oh, don't forget to breathe because otherwise you'll die.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing about like, you got to meditate, you got to do your breathing exercises. I know people are tired of hearing about that. But I think it's said a lot, because it just works.
If you actually do it, it does help. If you actually do it.
Yes, because it does calm things down. But another maybe more practical tip versus just, okay, let me set my timers for, you know, breathing, set my time for intentional breathing, like box breathing and things like that, or let me set my timers for meditation. You could set a timer to just do a check-in on yourself. Mm. And that might be something that is more easily inserted into the day-to-day.
And it sounds like that this is something you've done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I...
So when the timer goes off, because when I've done it, timer goes off and I'm like, oh, damn it. I don't have time for this right now. I'm in the middle of something. I'm going to break my concentration. Look, I'm in the flow of trying to get this project done.
Yeah. I know.
So share with me your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah. I've done that and I have done repeat.
Okay.
You know, to repeat the alarm.
Yeah.
Right? Or the timer, repeat the timer. Mm-hmm. Because I've done alarms, but I've also done timers.
Okay.
To go off every like 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I've done that. So the discipline part of it, mm-hmm. the disciplined part is to remember that you're more important, your health, your mental state, your groundedness is more important than whatever you're doing. Mm. So breaking the concentration, all of that stuff, this is also an exercise, a hidden kind of exercise. The extra benefit is, can you prioritize yourself?
Now, I would also say that for doing this type of exercise,
yes,
I think for people who feel that their anxiety, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Then that makes sense.
Mm.
But I think for perhaps other people, because all of us have some level of anxiety.
Yeah.
Just like all of us have some level of stress and stuff like that. For other people, they might be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm having some anxiety, but I don't feel like it's, I don't feel like...
off the rails.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's such a problem in that it makes me, that it lowers my quality of life so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If then it's like, then don't set a timer, because if you're in the flow of doing something, go with your flow, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, stay with your, if everything's working for you and you're a person who's like, yeah, I have anxiety, but I don't know, you're probably not listening to this podcast for one.
Well, then never mind.
You know what I mean? You're probably like, I'm fine.
Skip that one.
For those people, don't set the timer. But for the other people, you know, set the timer. But I would say find the sound that is calming, because I have had sounds where I'm like, that is stressing me more, and it's stressful. Mm. So you want to make sure the sound is soothing. I think I use waves. I forget what sound I use, but
so you have found this personally. You have found this very helpful. This check-in.
I would say that it could be more helpful. I'm still in the learning phase of being more consistent with prioritizing myself in those moments, because I have found that I sometimes I am rushing through the check-in.
Sure. Yep.
So it's really just a matter of like, okay, you know, because I think mentally part of the anxious belief is that I don't have time for this, when you don't really realize that if you just spent, and it's not that much time, I'm talking like less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
If you spent that 5 minutes, how much more peace you would be given in return to get you through whatever thing you're stressed about.
Okay. So, you know, what you're saying is you have felt that kind
shift.
Of additional peace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I almost swore, but yes. Abso-effing-lutely. Yes. Yes. Okay. But again, it's retraining and repatterning because we're not used to stopping. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully that was helpful.
Yes.
This is a longer episode.
This episode went on way longer than we thought it would.
I know.
So we're going to have to just table all the rest of our notes for another episode. Maybe even next year. Okay. Well, as usual, thank you so much for those of you who have listen to the very end. Yes, we do hope this was helpful. And we send you our very best wishes and calm energy for a beautiful holiday season.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.